Welcome and thank you for tuning in. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM, and today we'll be talking about climate change and how it's forced people to do things like seasonal activities differently, and to be more specific, how travel and subsistence are affected. I'm Charles Enoch, and here with me is Peter Atchak and Mark Leary. Call into the show if you have any observations, questions, or concerns regarding climate change and how it might have affected how you do your seasonal activities differently. The call-in numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free
1-800-995-8954. Taigak kau yak sak kosoko ilaga ilaga utak kau yak sak matum tungino nama kan University of Alaska mungkin kasoni tau nak nak pak nausung kami kok akan kait kok ilaga utci gatce kok tagom mal mani una ikai tuk put maku mik mamtret kubur na pai miklu mark lerik mani ilaga putuaneha Sejak tunggulun matum kiu cekok wasoka kanalun itu, canggung tau apikah kopci witafknaci kalatu nektuci matum tunggulun calis matum cisam cimisha akcak kau ka tamas kunta yugni mani cugni aktu makut matum tau wanika nut ayagni raput matum kanas kamta tunggulun ye.
Okay, and there's a few questions for you listeners out there to consider. Has your seasonal activities changed because either the trail was bad or the weather just didn't agree with you? And how has that affected your freezer? And have you ever had to change your gear? For example, I've noticed that there's been more four-wheelers recently because there's been a lot of people have been saying that there's been less snow over the last couple of years, and snow machines are a little bit less effective and useful when they're when the trails are off.
Chali so spetiwani khani chunilgani chali manna chisamatum chimirashan tatkamakuta aksuchi chimingutsuka galchuchi hoka asa chimichtutim. What can Katoka im Kanikchat Chiman Kanikchat Tonto it Kalutunial Hakuni Latni im snow machine at Hoktem Hike, Sri Kanikit, four wheel ratsuta am Sri Kanikaluting. Tamak Tatu Rachatu Tuxi Aksuchi Chimichtutka.
Okay, and while we wait for callers, do one of you two have any examples for if you've noticed anything changing seasonally and how that might have affected traveling or hunting?
Well, Charles, yeah, this is Mark. You know, I've spent a lifetime living and working on the river, and I'm not an expert by any means. I'm still learning. And I had a lot of good teachers along the way, you know, like Ayana, Gusty, and Iftikumi Van, Cinque Williams Sr., just a few examples. But they taught me to be cautious and observant, you know. And I travel up and down quite a bit, you know. I don't live strictly in the Paimute. I live about half the time up there and half down in Bethel. And I've also lived in Tulksak and Kalskag and a little bit on the Yukon, and all of those experiences have taught me a lot of things about different ways people do things along the river. In the past few days, for example, I've traveled on the river from Aniak to Gasigluk. That's about 200 miles of the Kuskokwim and Johnson. A little longer because early in the season the trails are long. The river's pretty rough upriver. So with all that said, you know, I've noticed that probably in my traveling up and down in recent years, I've started At first, I was skeptical about climate change, you know, because you could always see evidence of different climate in the area years ago, thousands of years ago, I guess. You know, you can find bones in the mud and seashells in the rocks. But recently, I've started to believe more and more that the climate is changing. And it's probably hard to believe with the weather we've had the past couple of weeks, you know. We're having an almost regular winter again, although it came late. But if you think back to the rest of 2016, starting last January, it was a very different kind of climate. We had the earliest breakup in recorded history on the Kuskokwim. And recorded means written down in English, you know. Maybe somebody further back has a memory of the river breaking up in the middle of April. But since they started writing things down in English, 2016 was the earliest recorded breakup.
Yeah, and I could have also noticed over the past couple of years, especially I had a snow machine about 4 years ago, and then I gave it up about 2 years ago just because it kept on breaking down, and I just sold it for parts. And what I've also noticed was over the past three years, I haven't gone goose hunting during the spring at all. I have gone for about 3 years ago, but then I got to where I was going by walking, because there was no snow to go on the side of the hills with the snow machine with, and also the lakes and ponds were a little bit too thawed out, even on the sides.
Mark Leary Gokmani Mamtrich Mwita Tokal Napa Napa Munichal Tamanichal Wita Toka Kegmi. What n Sikoka Anglish Kumini Mani Kuskok Fagmi Quigmi Quick Bispaksuko Anglish Hoka Leach Tank Solunisha Kuninga Chibu Lempning Agunayana Kastrum Jalis Sink William Sarap Koloko Chal Amsung Leach Huniluni Takun. Takut piyaketing litshok. Chaliso chalikuchal mai chal im kuiksalun na kan kautsuk peyawanika magin ko kasi kilum kaya tanjagaman ayakas ko ka umi im kaguna ko ka manay to kaguna sikum kanga chaliso. Matum chitam ayukutsaring similkan ng kanakaluni watan alhakut kukmai nunaksil kita nutan may similpakan man na chisaputa sikok nutan na ukfungluni ka taw matum chitam ta similka similka taw spukinakiluni chaliso alhani man na chup chup kui put mane ko chokfag mi im chibok fag kun tal kingwa kun chal sam kan kas ko khotn snow machine al ne khay bi aya to khoyakh ping khlon khanek sang khul khane tagom ko khanek chaw jingin khamalik suko im navriyuh palone chali so prakh kami pisu to khamen kan khlone makut ima chimignilo kutsal tamana piso ko yakak upunak kami.
Okay, and for you listeners out there, there's usually seasons for certain animals like caribou and moose during the fall and winter, and birds during fall and springtime. And was there a time that late freeze-ups, low snow, or the recent river breakups changed the way you usually do things that time of year, and how did it affect your how did it affect your usual activities? If you have anything to say, please call 543-5985 or 543-2756 or toll free 1-800-995-8954.
Tell Nechunil gani ko kayaga ko si matpun im kayaga ko yung out si mana chisa put mana chimis kan kan nago ko chalis im chat kaisin ko ka pichayaga si chachayaga si chimis kud watin kumi kumnatcha kan kumai kumnatcha yok to kal hakuni chalis wasoka Chupcha chivoksin wakluni wasoka tamana chimikluni. Tamak tuka chachereyaga chi tamakut tunginun chimichtut. Kanna yukupchi tamatum kanum chi yukupchi kalar yunga chi matmi. Mat wankuta kalar yunga chi gata matum kanna luchi.
Okay, and also there was another example in Todd Brinkman's article about hunters in interior Alaska. He said he heard a lot of reports saying that a lot of their rivers, the waterways would get that there'd be more erosion, and that would make the rivers wider and more shallow. So what a few families in the interior ended up doing was they got jet motors, just because prop motors are usually less useful when the water's shallow. Have you had to adapt in a similar way? If so, please call in.
Chali pisuk tatlo kawani aksak kluki akunang tuntubang ng wasokata makun pisuk tulkita ima uskogas kamatum kuig im kuig tumakuta ima tau ang toka kluting wasoka uskogas kani tamakut kuig chimitut dal mai hokka illait kawani kahkumit aksak kluki ya akunga jet motor tim chawa kalgi tim anga tamakut atukait wasoka atutuk kai tamakut angi ani chiming kluki mana kuigit illait kasingata tamanaka spetini chimishoka kanayukup chikala kanaktuchi.
And also, with the late freeze-ups and the warming and thawing during the fall time, right before winter, over the past couple of years, some people were saying that, in Todd's article too, and even in this area, I've heard of a few examples about the conditions getting more, or river conditions getting more, well, with the thawing and freezing. Last couple of years, some people were saying that the river has been getting a little bit more dangerous, especially for early winter travelers or late winter travelers and early spring, that there's more open holes, a little bit more overflow, and people do have to travel. Have you or anybody you know noticed more hazards or stuff you have to watch out for while you're traveling? And also, have any of you noticed whether or not traditional knowledge is still useful out there? Or have you had to use traditional knowledge to get to where you need to go?
Tamakut hukka akanakut spcina ya tulini chalisa akchakluku watin uksokmi chalisu pdakami tama watin uru kutaskan tamakut ka akanakut tumyak tukchi chalis ila akluku watin akut hukka chibulam tatu tuskat tamana hukka chalat tuguk im pisoklinit kamta Glachtakam tatunginun tamana apitunluku awai paevachta.
Okay, if any of you out there are listening, please call in with your concerns, questions, or experiences. 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954.
Yes. Yeah, Charles, you had mentioned it a couple of times. already, but I wanted to restate it because I was thinking the very same thing. The three factors that have been affecting subsistence patterns and just general travel have been the late freeze-up, the lack of snow, and then the early breakups. And we do a lot of ice measuring between Bethel and the Paimute, and we report our measurements to the National Weather Service River Forecast Center. And what we've been seeing in recent years is, you know, the ice has been up to 30% thinner than what we used to call a normal year. I don't know what's normal anymore. And with the lack of snow, you know, there's a lot of blowing sand. Even now, we have a little bit of snow. I noticed traveling around up the river and even back tundra, there's a lot of sand still showing and gravel, and that sand gets blown out on the ice. And with already thinner ice, you know, as the sun gets stronger later in the winter and spring, that sand really works on the ice and deteriorates it fast. I guess the low water breakups we've been having because we haven't had snow have been a blessing in some ways for the villages, you know, no flooding. But they've had other effects. But like this past summer, you know, we had a low water breakup. And related to that low water breakup, snow wood coming down, you know, for the people. Very little wood anyway. But this summer, it made up for the low water breakup by a lot of high water all throughout the summer and fall. Very high water, much higher than it was during spring breakup. And as I move up and down the river, I noticed the erosion, lots of erosion all along the river. The people in Akyak can tell you all about it. But people, you know, they adapt. They're going to always figure out how to do what they always been doing, you know, whether it be bird hunting or monarching or whatever. You mentioned the increased use of four-wheelers. Yeah, for sure. And that increased use has had an effect on the trails. You know, I noticed a lot of the trails, back trails, are rutted, you know, from the four-wheeler tires. And if you're a snow machine guy, that makes for an ugly trail. But, you know, you can't blame the people. They use what they have and what works best for the conditions. Another adaptation I noticed that people have been making, you know, with little or no snow and the types of snow machines that are being produced nowadays, there seems to be fewer and fewer fan-cooled machines. And, you know, with a fan-cooled snowgo, you can go anytime. The snow machines have become too sophisticated, too hard to work on, and they require deep, powdery snow. So I notice a lot of smart guys are starting to turn to Craigslist and looking for those older machines in Anchorage, you know, they don't get much use in Anchorage, you know, and they've been buying those instead of the up-to-date snow machines that are on the market. I think that's a good adaptation. Yeah, but how long those old snow machines will be available, it's probably we're running out of time.
All right. We have a couple of callers on the line, and right now we have Warren. Hey, Warren.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
All right. Did you have something to add to the show?
Yeah, I was wanting to call about Kuisluk, and I've been going up this spring. I went up early. It broke up really early, and we were boating. It was May already, and everything was green up there. It just felt really early, and the water up there, you know, from snow melt, it's usually high, and we're seeing like not really high water conditions like it's normally during breakup. And a lot of fish, though, like all the, I think the fry up there when we were in the upper Queefluk, there was a lot of fry that I seen in the creeks, and that fishing moratorium or whatever, you know, when they regulate the fishing, I think that's working.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's like not much snow this spring, and and we're able to go caribou hunting later, like when the migration is coming down the Queefluk. We're able to go hunting later by boat. Like my brother Nathan, he caught one like mid-October when they were still using boat. And that's what I noticed, my observations about the different changes. But then, like, in the news lately, they were saying that the El Nino weather that we're having was done this sometime, like, this spring. I'm sure if you guys look up articles about that, you guys will see that scientists were saying that the El Nino weather was done. And I think that's why we're having much colder winter now.
Yeah.
But that's all I had really had to say about that.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Ima agunawarnak kaaway kalas kan ktukwat na kuikramon ko upnaka ang yakun ni trasko ka ima kitukok tamavta wasokatu mini tang ktukok akatu ima namnagata ka naang trusini looting chalisuk makuyitujak tamani watin chup nakakakan kuyitujak makman na tagwam ko ka kanik chaitlkon ima kuyikpunani chali tagwam akunang nakadayakan ko kamsakanang chumikil ko tamani ima tamani katopis kamini chalisuk uyoka wasokan nga ima ako ng tuntun ng pitsko nila ko ang ayako ng October kami chal mana ako lisingal rin ko kanskata watin lisingal rin ako scientist at ng pitukat mana El Nino ka samtamatong simiskat buksakin ako ng pitskat amana ima Arulak nilo kumay tal ta may hukmatum tang ngatukut may.
Yeah, and we have another caller on the line, Mary.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Mark, in a way, I'm glad that guy from UEA didn't show up, because I know you are very, very observant, and you're a kind of a person who learns from other people, from your observations, and your mind is always full of questions. Am I right?
Maybe.
Anyway, I want to say that nothing in the world, nothing universally is ever constant. Everything is always changing. And with the global warming, it's really nothing new. It comes and goes. Historically, that always happened. Like up in the North Slope area, once upon a time that was like a really warm area, and things do shift from periods of time. And you know, things repeat over and over again. But But like these climatological changes are becoming more noticeable lately because of the severity. You know, like we had early spring thing, and then we had very, very late winter. But the thing is too, like, you know, the Western scientists, climatologists, and the so-called traditional knowledge of those sciences, I've always leaned more towards the so-called traditional knowledge, because that knowledge, that scientific knowledge, has always been passed down from day one, even before Alaska became inhabited. Everyone's kept good records in their minds, and they share and tell these changes. And their observational skills are much more accurate than the Western scientists are. But you wouldn't believe it, you know, like forever, like as far back as in 1994, nobody would believe that the climate change, the global warming, had been going on. But those changes all along have always been noticeable. Like the marshes are getting more scarier. The water channels, the river channels are changing. The ocean is warming up, which affects the sea mammals and the fish. And on the land, the plants are being affected too. Even the air that we breathe is being affected. And also, in the North and South Poles, the contaminants that occur, they don't go away, they stay there. But even the North and the South are even shifting too. Well, I'll shut up and listen to your wise observations, Mark. And Peter, thank you. Kuyana Chakna.
Okay, and before Peter translates it, for you listeners out there, if you want to call in with your questions or concerns or observations, call in to 543-5985 or 543-2756 or toll free 1-800-995-8954.
Charles, I wanted to thank Mary for her nice words. I'm not sure, but she brought up the value of traditional knowledge, you know, and that's very important, and documenting it nowadays. And even if you don't write or speak well in English, you know, almost all of us carry a phone. And when you see something that's unusual, you know, take a picture and share it. These phones are really useful for documenting traditional knowledge and observations of changes in our climate.
Yeah, kuya, because kung ako na mer kala sa kim marka kuya sa kacali watin si mania watum ni si managata wat puto chubikin ko kulo ko pingat to may chali su sin makut nasunod si mai wan kutani chokta but chokovilhe chalishwatan kan ila ille kan shawatan biuk manna chisaput chimichtawatin iluko chalisha kortlra kortpak a kortlra pauna klokshiput pakut nagakwani we talre talaskami im tamana chaltak aka im taimai pagani kokim Tilly Tawat, it's a what an Ayokochim, Nayo Ayok Nato. Charlie, in my Tisab, what a Chivich Tolan Ban, Charlie's my open car, Yakuta, Chivok Pahund, what Sokotal, Kumnat Chaksuni. Chalakut Lizigalri, Charlie, Tamakut, Nasun Ritz, Heta, Neat Toput, im. Nas im watan tawum ko watan ilamtning watan ayaga tulim watan magka apkalo ko tamakut ko ka aksan ko tuwang ko im asin ko luting wat aksan ko luting chali chali may aknagi nilo kichat chat ka tau pagtrakaslo nunanun pichatun maganun pagtrakaga nakslo chali so Imachal Chimichnilo Kutamana. Talmana hook even Mana im Andreas Putisam Chaltamana Chiming of Marchal Chaltaim. Talisai Pagani Mana Nunach put them Pukkhoyukutamana Taim Chaltamana Kamana hook. Tamakutilla Kankashi Kuyavika put them. Matmuntungin und Karlaut Karlskan auch gut da am Schroget Kanzret als Schichtet.
Okay, Koyan and Peter. And when Warren called earlier, it reminded me of one summer we had a couple of years ago. And the winter before that, there was only about literally a couple of inches of snowfall. And then the summer after that, there was no spring, there was no springtime snow that melted in and we didn't have the usual high waters we'd have in the springtime. So that's that springtime I wanted to get some bird eggs, so I went back home to my hometown, Tintituliak. And then me and my cousin tried going upriver, and when we started getting to the lakes above Tint, I started noticing that there was a darker line on the banks of the rivers and the lakes we were passing. And yeah, that was the last fall's water line, and the water was a little bit lower than it was during fall time, and fall time is when the water usually gets lower. So that being said, we got to the lakes, and the first lake we got to, you kind of got to navigate around the small channel on the middle of the river, and I noticed that I was seeing the mud around the channels. And then we got to the next lake over, and then we were trying to get to a place called Gawrlechalik to try and get some seagull and goose eggs. And we just couldn't get past the second lake. It took us about an hour and a half to get there, and then half an hour of trying to get across the lake, and about 3 hours pushing the boat back through about 6 inches of water.
Sosokoloni kayang sosokamini nunaminoni wani tuntutuliak minim na im tangwas kamini kikokumakut kuiga chali sunan watlo upnak kami makam witabisha kuis kako kawai tang naksuting chali Takutaya kabilha tama na magayan ng kutang ng kwaksuni im chalis sa im pingin aksuting kutkit kut pawab taya kutumuk nun im kuning paksunang kayangon ng iba unang naksumuk ni tawam ko kinuksan ng nanwam tkit siyat kut makmana at makmana at siksil kwan im Tamakun national meaning Tamakun Konig Pavachuk, Charles Guyana.
Yeah, and for those of you listening upriver from Bethel, have you noticed any more tender fires over the drier summers? Over the past 3 or 4 summers, I've noticed that there was more fire warnings from the Division of Forestry, and that there's has also been more tender fires.
Ima kagami ko ka kolganing amslnagut ko ka chumik tapci ni kim kahukumit aksakalo kim na umasu ka kolgit lgit nunakman na amslnagut ko kita matunga pagto.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or something you'd like to share, call 543-5985 or 543-2756 or toll-free
1-800-995-8954.
I had a question for our listeners, and it's about red salmon. You know, the past few years, our king salmon haven't been doing very well. But the red salmon seem to be building, and last summer they were crazy. There were so many, and if you look at the escapement numbers, on they were like all-time record on many of the rivers upriver. And I was hearing stories during the summer of red showing up in big numbers back in the tundra, you know, Johnson River, Eek Lake area. And I'm wondering, and I'd like to ask the listeners, you know, if they were seeing that too, maybe, you know, the red salmon have traditionally been big numbers in the south of us, Bristol Bay area. Maybe as the climate's changing, they're moving north. They're looking for a new home. Maybe, I don't know. I'm thinking the red salmon might become more and more important to us.
Tala pachugachi a pachugachi ni chunilgani ma kakuka akuta tagayak fit amsiyas kuni tu tagom khasat nakita amsnrut khuta we empukala ma chaning makunng ma chitu kata kut red salmon at tagom tagayin uchi tamakuta sat tagayak fan rilngut nakit ka amsnrut khut awat chini manakuk ay pagni imakpit makatluma kuta buksakan iskat ni buksangak iskat ni tamatum ko katay may pagni ay pagni makutasat nakit matfunt ki chitay kalagay kufti kalagak luti kaninga rutli kaniga.
Okay, Kuyana, we have a caller on the line, Gregory.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Gregory. Do you have something you'd like to share?
Well, observations I've made over the, from what I could see with my blurry vision, there's cloud formations that are have not seen before. There's watching the Alaska weather, the presence of thunderstorms in the late season of fall. The presence or the absence of insects, as well as the health news said there are more and more mutations in bacteria and viruses that call ailment or that cause ailments to the body, and the temperatures associated with the wind there are somewhat off kilter, and that's what I'd like to add from my observations to the program. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Kasuk pagakalga kagmi tamakutal pinrogaklutung wasokat simi kalutung chale suk makut im cheese makut chale asakaklutung chale swat nang tnakalrit makut yugunun tutulrit nang tnakalrit chal tamakut nasun narusutung chal tau tamaskon ma chisagatao tamas kumi ano kasu chimi kaluni tamat kun kanak to kaguna kalas.
Okay, Koyan and Peter. For those of you listening out there, we're going to be calling it a show pretty soon, so please call in with your questions, concerns, or observations. The call-in numbers, again, are 543-5985, 543-2756, or
1-800-995-8954. Kala, I gofti kala, Mark, I had a question regarding our, you know, traveling conditions that you may have noticed in the last several years, you know, are have been changing, I know. And then what about the traveling conditions in regards to shell ice, you know, like further inland you go away from the rivers, you know, there's that issue of shell ice that, you know, poses a very dangerous situation for travelers. Have you noticed changes in the shell ice?
Yeah, you know, we always hope for a low water freeze up. We haven't been getting them. Yeah, shell ice is past several years has been a big issue, and again it is this year. Even though it's cold, we had a high water freeze up, and traveling recently, I've been watching it. Shell ice. I might add to that too, you know, even though it's been nice and cold and the ice is getting thick and we have fewer open holes than we've had recently, and these open holes are closing, there are still other dangerous things happening on the river. I saw two spots in particular that are opening up, even though it's cold, and I think it comes from the current eating the cut bank away underneath the ice, and then the ice falling down and opening up. And those two spots are right below the mouth of Big Bogus, has opened up deep and swift along the bank. And the other one is in the old river. The trail from Kalskag to Aniak right now is going through the old river because the main river is too rough and the old river is smooth. But there's a spot in there above that rusty creek that the Cusco 300 uses. That's opened up along the bank where the trail was going. And they're working on trying to find a better, safer route. So that's an issue this year. You know, in the past, with these late freeze-ups and then the warming up and raining over and over again, it smoothed out the river a lot. And we may not have had good snow machine conditions, but we've had good truck conditions. But this year, when freeze-up finally did come, it came pretty hard and fast. We haven't had any warm-ups. So it's rough. It's rough. Even below Akiak on up, it's rough going.
Okay, and we have another caller on the line, Henry mm-hmm. Tikkun. Kwaka, Henry.
Mm. Yeah. My homatum nasini hongkutasan kahasam pnimu me taknaning situshok. 56 Tangshan ki na tung patulog malakay kalu tung kot tawon kat paglu tung makah komalu tung cak nakto tahit lahat kito si na tung to tahit su tung li taksaw na tung sam chim chim miti mai ning layo chen nuksit na mong sakak kutiyut imu mihang kuta. Nuk sit, nuk sit, nuk sit,
And I'm very glad that Henry called in. You know, he's become a very important elder advisor to us in the Lower River, especially in search and rescue missions. Thanks, Henry.
What Henry mentioned briefly, he's talking about, yes, there's definitely some climate changes happening today, and that it used to be a whole lot colder than it is than we see today, and that that there hardly is any more snow where there used to be a whole lot of snow that covers some houses in, you know, in the earlier days. And he just kind of mentioned that the people, you know, walk around all covered up nowadays, you know, and that I kind of giggled when I heard him talking about that, that you cannot recognize who's out there walking because they're all covered up from head to toe, and that they look like they're really fat people. But when they go in a place, then they start shedding off their clothes, and then you find out that they really aren't that fat. And then he talked about, you know, that long ago that people didn't have a whole lot of, you know, they weren't very wealthy, and that they hardly had very, you know, they were lacking a lot of clothing, you know, the clothing that you see nowadays to people used to cover up with, you know, and that those were rare. But, you know, they made do with whatever was available, you know, animal clothing that they used to use a lot. And then summertime, they said a lot of plants grew because there used to be a lot of snow that from snow melt off would start a lot of plants growing, and they would keep growing throughout the summer. But now, since there's hardly any snow, then you don't see a whole lot of plants that used to grow nowadays. So those are some of the things she mentioned.
Okay, and Peter, for those of you listening out there, we have about less than 10 minutes left in the show. Please call in if you have any questions, concerns, or observations. Any input is useful. The numbers are, again, are 543-5985 or 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954.
Could I, Mark, you might want to help me with this one. You know, I've been concerned about, you know, travelers, you know, and then with these kind of conditions that we have, you know, they're really rough conditions for snow machine traveling out there with hardly any snow, and then you see a lot of breakups out there. You know, with that in mind, you know, people will tend to probably get into needing some help or, you know, trying to survive with a broke down machine, you know, especially when they're alone or, you know, if they happen to separate from their party, you know, and then in the past, you know, snow was an asset to our people, you know, where they, when they would break down or have to spend a night out there with, that's what they would use. The snow would help them to survive, you know. Now, without any snow, what other, how can people be more prepared to, you know, spend a night and survive out there? Did I pose my question in the right way?
I was thinking about it because, yeah, I always recognize the importance of snow to shelter when you're stuck out there, you know, where there's no trees, you know. So if when I'm out in the tundra, I always watch, especially, you know, the north side of the lakes. And even with the little bit of snow that we've had, there seems to be, in many places, still enough drifting on the north side where you could get in, make a hole and get in, but it's real hard. You better not have one of those plastic shovels. Yeah, snow. Yep, it's very important for keeping warm.
And just to touch on the subject of snow, a couple of years ago I mentioned that there was a low water problem because there was only a couple of inches of snowfall the winter before that. After I made the trip back home to Tintutuliak to try and go egg hunting, I thought it was a little bit interesting, so I spoke to a couple of people in the Gula area, and the problem they had over there was during the early part of summer when the water's still cold and people are getting whitefish up in the lakes and all those tributaries. The water that summer was a little bit low, so the water heated up faster. It didn't stay cold as long as it should. And fishing for whitefish in a warm lake, it means that if whitefish gets caught in the net, a couple of hours later it's going to have a funny smell to it and you probably don't want to eat it. So how they dealt with it was because was a few of the elders remembered a few stories about a similar thing happening way back then. And how people dealt with it was they started going to the main creeks and the main rivers in between the lakes where the water was deeper. And that's where they fished for whitefish. Some of them ended up getting a little bit more pike than they wanted, but that's how they responded to it before when in those older stories. So and that was how people kind of responded around the area kind of responded. They started fishing in the main rivers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll briefly translate what Charles just said, you know, about low water in the lakes, you know, in Akulak and that area where they normally fish for whitefish in that area, you know, with low water and warmer temperatures that we notice nowadays, the less water would heat up faster or get warmer faster. So therefore, you know, the fish that they catch would, you know, within warm water would spoil sooner or faster. And then now what people in that area did was they set their nets in deeper channels where the water is a little cooler, although they're catching maybe a little bit more than what they're not targeting, like maybe pike they're not targeting, and they're catching more pike, you know, but that's how they dealt with it, you know. So it's a matter of adapting to, you know, the conditions they see. And then with Mark, you know, regarding kanxa aguna markam im kanroxtkhuluku watan kanik apchaka im khanik chaka asitul khuwan kutnya yagatul gani wat na khutchibula patsa yagatul khanik khmana atutul qat you know pichaka tfknating na bga kam khanik chamul lagutul khutana ana aqlutinglu imma ninglingran dago ma khanik cham tang yiru chamta Im what in cook nigelatni nan wat kanikan karikan kanotuk ta tamana kan rochuk pilka kalkalun wat no sa maybe time I pagni akut time I pagni them im arulak arulakupti in nigelanga nan wam nigelanga tamusa kupti kanikam. Tangan kochi kochi, salupi ngalucha ya tunnachtuchi. Mark or Charles?
Yeah, Koyan and Peter. And we're right at the end of the show. Thank you guys for listening. This is KYUK 640 AM, and we were just talking about how climate change affected seasonal activities for a lot of you people out there. Thank you guys for joining me on the show, Mark Leary and Peter Etchak. Do you guys have anything to add?
No, just thanks for the opportunity to share a little bit of what I've seen. It's time for me to get back out on the river and learn some more.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mark, for all of those. And then you too, Charles, for your input, and then people out there that had called in, you know. So main key, you know, it's dangerous out there anytime you're out there in the cold, and you know, especially with the climate changes affecting our travel conditions, you know, so be prepared out there. Just the main key to survival is you have to be prepared. You need to be prepared, and listen to the elders. They have techniques and ways that can probably save your life. Koyana.
Thank you, and for those of you listening out there, the show will re-air on Monday at 1 p.m. and stay safe.